That is surely quite a clever idea, but nature is not like that. So fervent had Pauli been in rejecting the proposal, Lande tried to soften the blow. Yes, if Pauli says so, then it is not like that. Dejected, Kronig abandoned the idea. Unable to contain his anger when electron spin was quickly embraced, in March 1926, Kronig wrote to Bohr's assistant Hendrik Kramers. He reminded Kramers that he had been the first to suggest electron spin and had not published because of Pauli's derisive reaction. "In future, I shall trust my own judgment more and that of others less," he lamented, having learnt the lesson too late. Disturbed by Kronig's letter, Kramers showed it to Bohr. No doubt remembering his own dismissal of electron spin when Kronig had discussed it with him and others during his stay in Copenhagen, Bohr wrote to express his consternation and deep regret. "I should not have mentioned the matter at all if it were not to take a fling at the physicists of the preaching variety, who are always so damned sure of and inflated with the correctness of their own opinion," replied Kronig. Despite feeling robbed, Kronig was sensitive enough to ask Bohr not to mention the whole sorry affair in public, since Goudsmit and Uhlenbeck would hardly be very happy about it. He knew they were entirely blameless. However, both Goudsmit and Uhlenbeck became aware of what had happened. Uhlenbeck later openly acknowledged that he and Goudsmit were clearly not the first to propose a quantized rotation of the electron, and there is no doubt that Ralph Kronig anticipated what certainly was the main part of our ideas in the spring of 1925, and that he was discouraged, mainly by Pauli, from publishing his results. "It was proof," a physicist told Goudsmit, "that the infallibility of the deity does not extend to his self-styled vicar on Earth."